It's not plugged in.
All right, the Baseball Bombs edition of the Bottom Line Bombs on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, brought to you by Cut. Cut's a peer-to-peer social betting platform to use, has bases available in 40 states. Head to cut.com. It's KUTT.com. Promo code SGPN for 10% bonus. Also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy picking for a chance to win 100 times NBA, MLB, NHL, college basketball, and more. Sign up today using promo code BOMBS to get a 100% deposit match. We're also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, a sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app. Visit hfbets.com. Use code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making better bets today. And now with that, here we go with the surprise edition of the Bottom Line Bombs Baseball Edition show. Theme song. Yes, welcome to the Bottom Line Bombs. I am your host, CJ Sullivan, the bet detective, the man in the batter's box. Yes, I am here. This is a special Wednesday show. It is Wednesday, March 27th. Popping a sneaking one in there. Actually, did one last Wednesday, but that's because March Madness started on Thursday, and we're all heading to Vegas. JC from KC's here. The chat says Wednesday episode. Let's go. That's right. ML is in. Says CJ into his. That's right. All of this correct. Why a Wednesday show? Does that mean will there be a show tomorrow? Yes, there will be. There will also be a Thursday show. I will give out all the Sweet 16 bombs. Last year, I famously went 8-0 in the Sweet 16 bombs. Famously. Famously because I did it and I made a clip. That's about it. Not too famous. But that will happen tomorrow. But I had to get this baseball edition show in because opening day is tomorrow, Thursday. Can't believe it. March 28th. That's early. A little too early. They've already canceled a couple games, I think. Didn't they? What games did I cancel? I heard they already canceled games. I'll ask the listeners, because what am I going to do? Open up a new window and search it? Anyway, so for today's show, I wanted to get these baseball bombs out while I had them before the season started, so you see generous could cash in, because I like getting the futures in there. I'll talk a little bit. I also have plays for opening day tomorrow. An opening day, of course, starts in the morning, goes all day and night, so I wouldn't have time for that tomorrow with the madness going on. So I thought I'd do a separate baseball. And we also have a segment. The main reason why is because I have another segment. You guys liked it so much for the brackets. Balling with the Bose Man, Kevin Bozeman, guest, came back to give out his bet. We chopped it up baseball style. That's actually elongated segment. We got an extra long interview with Kevin Bozeman coming up after this read. We break down the baseball futures. I want to get that into you. And we'll do a man in the box, man in the batter's box. I got my Phillies cap on here. The Phillies are my team. They're kind of funny because they don't give a damn about the regular season. Then they sneak in the playoffs somehow. Do damage. Not like when I grew up. That's for sure. But they've been hot. I'll give out World Series bombs at the end, too. Maybe an exact matchup, whatever you like. But let's just the team on my hat got postponed. Phillies Braves, JC says. Oh, I like the Phillies tomorrow, too. I like the line. But it's they really, I mean, if you're going to start the season in March, if you're going to start the season in April, which is still too early, I've always said May. May 1st, you start it, end it August 31st. Playoffs in September. Chop off April, chop off September for regular season. Does that mean cut games? No, add games. I'm not done with my plan. Cut off two calendar months and add games. 162, not enough. Make it 200 games in 100 days. That's what I say. That's how you improve baseball. 100 days, 200 games. Doubleheader every game. 9 to 5. Like the rest of us fucking mops that have to go to work. Hit humps, you know? As I do this podcast. 9 to 5. You go 9 to noon, or opening game, or 9 to 11:30. Now it's 2.5 hours. You get a lunch hour, 12 to 1. Then you're back out there for the afternoon game. 1 to 5. Hit the hay. Hit the pub or whatever you got to do. Mets Brewers also postponed. The Northeast is getting. But meanwhile, Baltimore's still going on. What the hell's happening there? They don't have any fucking bridges, but they don't care. Weather's just as bad there. That's how excited they are for those Orioles. I am too. Let's get excited for these Orioles. It is baseball. That's a legendary Bobby Freeman in his yellow shirt, the Oregon. Blaine, take me out to the ball game. That's famous. Fame song. The Oregon's always fun. They used to be able to get creative with the Oregon. Anything fun they neutered in baseball. They fired an Oregon player, suspended for having fun sense of humor. Who was Chuck Finley, who dated Tony Kattan. Then they had that domestic abuse situation. Or she beat him up or something like that. It wasn't a guy-on-girl thing. It was fine. She beat him up. And then when he came out there, the organist played, I think it was a White Sox organist who played, White Snake, because that's what Tony Kattan was famous for being on here I go again. And they fired him. They fired him for playing a good old-fashioned organ prank. Nothing better than a good old-fashioned musical prank. French Lamana says, what's up, Bat Detective? How do we feel about Trey Turner over 27.5 steals? I like Trey Turner a lot this year. A lot of times, you're big-time Philly free agents. It takes them a year to settle in because it's a lot of pressure there, a lot of angry animal fans there. But then they did that thing where they did the sarcastic standing ovation out of support, and he turned it around. He started lighting it up. But, why not? Take Trey Turner, a man who's trying to obviously prove his contract, and that's how you get into the good graces of Philly fans with. I see him being and running for MVP. There's some good numbers of him for MVP. He won't get the MVP, but he should have a great year for sure. But we'll get to all those futures in a little bit. We got to talk a little. What are we at here? We're at, this clock is ticking. That's baseball for you. Got to talk some Ichiro. I did say Ichiro. I meant Shohei Ohtani. Well, that's not good. You can't mistake names of another race, then you're racist. You can do it. You can pull Sage Steele, what she did today. She interviewed Dana White and called him Joe Rogan. That's fine because there's two bald white guys. But she's an idiot. People don't like Sage Steele. Anyway, Shohei Ohtani had his press conference. Didn't take any questions, but they called it a press conference. Hilarious. His new interpreter looked very diligent. He was writing down notes, you know, after Shohei would say something, he'd write it down. Oh, okay. Like he doesn't have the fucking script. The script wasn't given to him a week ago. There's video of them doing a rehearsal of the press conference. You're not writing down anything. There's some good bits about that press conference. What he meant to say is he's giving out the Sweet 16 picks. It's funny being in Los Angeles, which I am now, and listening to LA Sports Talk Radio and listening to Dodger fans just absolutely believe anything Shohei says. It just bootlick. Like, yep, I believe him. I believe it. completely. The guy just stole his money.
Really?
Okay. Before you even get into the logistics of this Shohei story, which is so ridiculous, that this guy had massive theft and took his money right from his account, wired it from his name. Before you even get into all that shit, like, wouldn't the bank or whatever, you know, give you a heads up? Hey, Shohei, is this you, by the way? Asking for $500,000 cash, placed in a Yahtzee box, duct taped, and dropped off at the UPS station. Is that you? Richest athlete in the world? That doesn't sound like you, but just wanted to make sure. Okay. Before you even get into that nonsense, what about the story that they told? I love how you're not even allowed to bring it up. They told the story, which I believe is what happened, where this guy got into, he got in deep, told Shohei paid it off. Then they found out, whoops, you can't do that. That's illegal. That's a federal crime to wire money to an illegal bookie. So then they're like, oh, never mind. I didn't know anything about it. Well, why did you say this other story and set up an interview and then say no? Well, what happened to that? Nope, that didn't happen. Okay. All right, we won't bring it up then. Sorry. That's our bad, Shohei. We shouldn't have even brought up that thing you said that happened 2 days ago. Bet detectives all over this case. I love this case. I hope this story never goes away. They hope it does. It's amazing that, I mean, he's straight up lying to the feds now about this fucking theft. And this guy's going to have to go to jail for a long time. It's amazing. I don't think they thought that far ahead. Shohei and his people just want the shit to go away, obviously. They're like, well, no, we don't want to press charges. And the FBI's like, yeah, no, that's not really how that works at all. You can't say someone stole $4 million and we say, okay, you're good with that, though? Okay. No big deal. This guy is becoming such a scapegoat, the interpreter. It's hilarious. The article's about him. He lied about going to college. He lied about working for the Red Sox and Yankees. The guy I'm going to post this, I don't even know if he speaks Japanese. I'm pretty sure he doesn't even speak Japanese, this guy. He's like, I got a question. Okay, you can ask me any question, but as long as it's not about Ichiro. Why do I keep saying Ichiro? Shohei. I have Ichiro written down, too. Because I love Ichiro. Shohei. Man, this is bad. This is white guy getting other racial names wrong. That's a good name for a show. Absolutely. Lane Elliott says, what's up, my guys? C-generates. Happy to see the bottom line baseball bombs. Looking forward to the season with you. I'll give you another song for that one. Why not? All right, that thing takes forever. I gotta get that out of there. But anyway, the Shohei story won't go away as long as they want it to. Baseball, it's so funny. Baseball wants it to go away. They're not going to do any investigation. We're gathering information, are you? What are you doing? Well, we asked our iPhone to translate the Japanese to press conference, and it's getting back to us on that. Because why would baseball want to find out anything about this? They need Shohei. They love Shohei. Everyone loves Shohei. Why would they report on themselves? That's not what baseball does. Unless they don't like you, like Pete Rose. Anyway, we got a big show, big bottom line surprise Wednesday baseball show, baseball bombs. When we come back, we're going to go right to the famed segment of Ballin' with the Bozeman. We got Kevin Bozeman, comic, gambler, friend, degenerate. Talking baseball futures, and then that'll be on the other end of this. But first, let me tell you about, of course you're listening to the SGPN, Bottom Line Bombs on the SGPN. Home to 20-plus gambling podcasts, all completely free. Now, in honor of March Madness this week's featured shows are the Sports Gambling Podcast, the flagship hosted by Ryan Real Money Kramer, Sean Second Money Green, where the guys have picked every tournament game against the spread. Oh, there's a college basketball experience. I'm on that. So occasionally there with Picks Dundee. Subscribe to the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, College Basketball Experience, wherever you get your podcasts. And, of course, Bottom Line Pops. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's based on U.S. 40 states. Peer-to-peer, new and better way, bet directly. Create your own bets with friends. Have them handle the money. You don't got to chase them down, you know, when they're posting on Instagram all their fucking fancy meals when they owe you money. You don't like that. Download Cut today in the App Store or over at cut.com. It's K-U-T-T. Use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. I'm there. I am the bet detective, and I will put all my opening day bombs, which I'll give at the end of the show, on Cut. You can go ahead and find me, the bet detective, on there. Go against me, go with me, whatever, in the SGPN group. It's fun. Underdog Fantasy. Easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. If you see any... Oh, my God. What was I going to say? Jesus Christ. I was going to say, you know how to play Underdog Fantasy. It's just like higher or lower, not, instead of, you know, the other things. I was going to say, if a play I like today, Jontay Porter. Over. Actually, I like his, not over, higher, I mean. If Jontay Porter for the Nuggets does come back, he's going to go on a tear. It's going to be like Temple. The old, when this is over with, you're going to jail, so we might as well let it go, 25th Hour style. Spike Lee's movie. Spike Lee joint. Anyway, that's not who I went with. Higher or lower I went with today on Underdog Fantasy is I went James Harden, higher than 15.5 points. He returns to Philadelphia. He's going to get booze and batteries thrown at his beard. But it's a bad spot for Philly. They're coming back from a road trip. They just beat the Clippers in L.A. It's a revenge spot. And obviously no Embiid. So Harden higher than 15.5. And then I went Anthony Davis under 40 points, rebounds, and assists. Lower, I mean. So, I'm sorry, lawyers. I meant lower. Only because he went off last night in Milwaukee, and he never does back-to-back. He just doesn't do back-to-back. Sorry, I did my work last night. I'm not getting it out for Memphis. LeBron, you take over. Which is fine. I don't mind it. So sign up today with my promo code, CGenerates. Ready? BOMBS. That's B-O-M-B-S. Use promo code BOMBS. Get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as instant pick'em special. Visit UnderdogFantasy.com and the App Store. Register with my promo code BOMBS. Must be 18 and present to star where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Consider concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit ncpgambling.org. Woo! And we're back on the Bottom Line Bombs, the baseball edition. Peach says, Shohei is like the Banks in 08 to MLB. Too big to fail. I mean, yeah, I know. Can't cancel him. It's the whole thing with this Puff Daddy thing. I mean, I don't even understand. I'm not really sure what it is. You can't cancel these guys. They're too big. R. Kelly, yeah. But Puffy? No way. No way or have it. Anyway. But all those stories I will talk about tomorrow's show. I don't have time for that today, okay? This is baseball, opening day, rain delays already happening in March. We'll get into that in a second. But right now, let's do a segment we called Ballin' with the Bows Man. We had him on for Board of Brackets. We talked about it was great. Now we have an even extra longer segment with baseball because he knows everything. This is the great comic, gambler, whiskey drinker, my man Kevin Bozeman. All right, here we are again back with Ballin' with the Bozeman, but this time baseballing with the Bozeman. We're talking baseball futures with the one and the only Kevin Bozeman, popular basketball segment, also known as Coach Moore for University of Michigan. Congratulations, by the way, on the promotion and tough job reigning national champion, Michigan.
Do it for my family, man. It's all about the family. Think this a game? You think this is a game?
I got a family. It's amazing. One of the best for both sides.
That's we did so a video. Yeah,
that was great. If you have recognized him, that is the viral Coach Moore video with me and couple births. But when I saw the clip of that amazing press conference, I mean, the interview on the sideline, I was like, God, this is Bose could do this easily. Like, it was like,
I know,
like there's no direction just needed, no costume needed. Yes.
Yeah. It was like a text went out, and then the next day we were in production.
Yeah, right. Like, yeah, exactly. Why aren't we doing this? Of course. It's
yeah.
Like, it's like, it was just so, it was like from the heavens above. He was just amazing. Of course, they won the national championship. But anyway, it is baseball season. You are reporting live from Chicago. I will not, a White Sox fan, I will not make you go through the AL Central. We're going to talk awards here today in baseball, even though, I mean, I think there's a good race for the worst team in baseball. And I think, I mean,
No.
The White Sox got a good chance.
No.
No?
No one's going to be worse than the A's. What do they have to play for?
But they're used to that. That's nothing new to them. You know what I mean? Like them having no stadium, no city, no nothing like that. Just absolutely, right.
No, you know, fan, I mean? Like, base.
Yeah, exactly. It might be calming. It might be calming to them. You know, White Sox are going to hear from people. You know what I mean? Like they're going to hear shit getting shit thrown at them. You know, it's a different kind of anger down
there. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Although the Rockies look pretty rough, but the White
Rockies
Sox
are in. Yeah, but this, at least the White Sox are in a manageable, mediocre division. Like the Rockies are sitting, the Rockies and A's, well, I guess not so much with the Angels, but the Rockies got the Giants, the Dodgers, Arizona. Like that's just the Padres. That's just not, if you're going to be a bad team like that, are you playing those teams 18 times each?
Right.
That's 0-72 right there. Yeah. That's 72 losses before you even get out of the division.
I know.
So that I definitely have them as a fade.
Yeah, for sure. You mentioned the Angels. Don't sleep on the Angels as one of the worst teams in baseball again this year. They got obviously very total low until, but they're like the scorned, like X, like they are not doing well. Since the wife left him, O'Shea Ohtani,
yes.
Since he's gone,
he's just up
the street, and he's doing the L.A. tour. Like, he hasn't been in L.A. the whole time, you know? They're like, yeah, it didn't count down there, and they're just not doing well. They're already talking about this season's just over with.
When does Trout just snap?
I know. Right, he's saying all the right things now, but, like, it's like come to the point, like, we want him to get out of it. You know, everyone's just like, why aren't you mad at this? Get the hell out of here.
Is it, like, it's who's the who is it? The old hockey player? Is it Ray Bourque or somebody that was with the Boston Bruins? And they were just like, just win a championship. Just get the fuck out of here.
Exactly.
Go win, my guy. Like, it's not going to happen here.
Yeah. I don't want to see you here in another 10 years like a Goodwill Hunter.
Yeah.
You better be out of this damn town, all right? You have so much talent.
It's the Ben Affleck, Matt Damon conversation. Yep.
Exactly. Like, I'll kill you.
Every time I come to the arena, I hope that you've been traded.
That's amazing. All right, let's get into it. Let's get into that American League since you are in there. What are you looking at as far as maybe Rookie of the Year, Cy Young, or MVP? Anything jumping at you?
Yeah, man. So I think with the market with the Yankees and just Juan Soto is a beast. Plus 600.
It's incredible.
Seems like decent numbers. He should have some protection, so he should see some swings. I mean, putting no stock in Giancarlo Stanton, of course. He's just dead money right now. But
and only the Yankees be like, whoop, $250 million mistake. Oh, well, let's get another one of those guys.
But I also like only because it's plus 2,200, but Vlad Guerrero.
Yes.
For MVP.
Love Vlad Guerrero and his violent swing. And he looks great.
Yeah, man. I mean, they got some pieces. They're going to mash, dude. He hits a couple of lulls that really crushes him. But if he could stay off of those lulls, like Jason Tatum sometimes, in the game, we would be like, dude, why are you this bad? And you're so good. Like, how do you hit those lulls? So I think Vlad Guerrero at plus 2,200 is like a legit bet. I also think that in the American League, I also think that the Astros last year won 90 games, I think, and they played under 500 at home. And wow. Now they're 93 and a half. So I think they're going to play over 500 at home. It just makes sense.
Yeah.
It just makes sense that a team like that, and they're just well-oiled. They know.
For sure.
And Altuve will be there for the whole season. So I think they should cruise over 93 and a half. I think the Royals are much improved, but are they 18 games better?
That's a lot. No, people are getting a little too crazy with Kansas City.
That seems 100% like they're agree. Like 57. Now I moved up to like 74 and a half. I get it, dude. You guys got some pieces, and I get the division. But Jesus, I mean, if you're going to take that, I would just put money on them to win a division.
Right.
Just do it. Might as well. Just go ahead. Just reach out. It's really good odds. I forget what it is, but like the Royals, just go. If you're going to put them to be that, you might as well put money on Cole Reagans to be MVP. I mean, to be Cy Young. Cy Young, put them on a division because you 18 games better. You were on a heater.
Yeah. KC you can get right now at +750 to win the division, which is pretty nice, especially when you have White Sox at 25-1. It's hilarious. Twins are -115. Then you got Detroit 325. People really like Detroit again this year too. Think they're going to be a team. I kind of like Cleveland at +340, to be honest with you. And that's my MVP pick is Jose Ramirez at 25-1. You can get him.
Listen, Jose Ramirez is great. I just, if I'm playing against Cleveland, I would see no reason to pitch to him.
I know. That's a thing. You just don't have the bases, guys.
Just
right.
Walk to first.
Yeah.
Because I'm not pitching to you.
I totally agree with you. And I agree with Soto, too. But at 6-1, I can't play him at that small odds. But like, he's going to mash just in that ballpark. He's going to mash coming from San Diego to that ballpark. You know, his numbers are going to jump exponentially. Plus, he's auditioning for his other contract. When he cares, he's trouble. He's
when
a problem.
He cares,
you know,
he's
a problem. He's going to care this year because he's auditioning for the Mets. Basically, he wants that contract, and he'll get it.
And New York fans is not going to allow him to.
Right.
Like San Diego, what's San Diego going to do?
Plus, it was
they're not going to motivate them.
No, New York was already a romper room down there with Machado, and there was no leadership. They're all like, "Yeah, this is what we do down here."
Which is so funny to me. Like Fernando Tatis is like top five MVP. I'm like, dude, is that what we do? If a dude just gets done cheating with steroids, how do you still be like, "Hey, man"?
Well, they consider steroid suspension in baseball like jury duty. Up, you're up. It's like you got COVID. That's it's your turn. You know, you never know what is going to happen. It's like you
put this mask on.
Yeah. Oh, you got to do this one.
So yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like I'm with you there. That's why I gotta go with Vlad Guerrero at +2200.
Vlad Guerrero, and you like the Astros totals over there.
The Astros total, and I think that the Royals total is like either go all in on the Royals or just fade them, right? Like
yeah, absolutely. And I'm with you.
Here's another one that I find. Tell me, how many games did the Orioles win last year? 101?
Yeah, 101. And they're getting disrespected again.
And strictly for them having Craig Kimbrell on as their closer, like I want to fade him. Like his goofy ass stand, like he's about to throw a 98 miles per hour fastball with that goofy stance of his. It's like now he can rock.
I
would fade, but no, dude, they're not. Sometimes like 11 game drop off. They're 11 games worse now. What if they lost?
Right.
And they went out and got Burns.
They got Burns. They got better. I know. They got disrespected last year as they're doing like, we don't believe your Hunter wins. They just happen to lose to the World Series champions. And like this year, they're even better. And yeah, their win total's even crazier lower.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love Baltimore.
I got to go Baltimore. Here's one that that I think is a good bet that I found on DraftKings for you.
All right. For the degenerates out there.
Yeah. Boston Red Sox coming in fifth place, last.
Yep, that last division.
Plus 105.
You got to love it. I mean, they're the Red Sox, so they'll still be there, but I mean, that division is so loaded. You know,
Right. And for references, like every other person, team that's like figured to come in last, it's like the White Sox is like minus 1,200, minus 2,000, right? Like it's, that's another thing. I think if you got dumb money, the Oakland A's is like minus 1,200. Like but there's no way they're not coming.
Yeah. Well,
there's no way they're not. I mean, those Angels, but geez, but there's no way. Right.
They're not doing it. Absolutely.
They're not, but you just got to have dumb money for that. But plus 105. Yeah.
They call those bridge jumper bets. Take those like $5,000 money lines, but you know, hey.
Yeah. I mean, I love it.
Plus 105.
Money for a team that's, right. You putting all your stock in Lucas Giolito as being your a quality dude, and now he's out.
Yeah, what are you hoping for Toronto to fall apart? Because you're gonna, you know, your Yankees, Baltimore, they're up there. You know, Tampa gets their 90 wins. That's just what they do.
Yeah, they
do.
I
don't care who's on that roster.
Right,
they're getting 90 wins.
Right,
you know, and you just gotta hope Toronto's ahead. But like, I like Toronto even take that.
Who's eating up innings for the Red Sox?
I know, right? And exactly. And they just lost Giolito, which is a bad blow for them, but also that also says a lot about them that was a bad blow for them. if you can't waver that, then things were bad to begin with.
And I do think the Red Sox can score some runs, but there's no way they're pitching. It's just, right. I think they're gonna. So, but like I said, it's one of those where I go, oh, plus 105, like it's
for sure.
If it was minus 120, I probably wouldn't touch it. Plus 105, oh. Yeah, I'm on it.
Yeah, and that's that it. Right. That's that Red Sox tax for you because people like Ben. Like they can't. Some people just can't fathom the Red Sox being in last place.
But. Who do you have as your best American League play? Tell your boy. Give me a heater.
For team wise or
whatever you want to give me.
Well, I'm all right. I'll give you Rookie of the Year. I got a couple guys. I got Colton Cowser and Colt Keith. You can both get them at 25-1, I believe, or my two. Two guys have been.
Wait. Are they even on the opening day rosters?
Colton Cowser's at that's the thing with rookie of the year. Sometimes you gotta wait a month or two. It'll come up.
True. I mean, look at Trout. Mike Trout was the
absolutely, and they'll still get.
I thought he should have been MVP that year, but they was never gonna give it to somebody who just got
right.
Because that was the year Miguel Cabrera won Triple Crown.
Yeah,
and then they made the playoffs. But if you look at when Mike Trout went to the Angels and he just took them to like 90 wins and everybody, but you know, whatever. But yeah, I get what you're saying. I like it.
Yeah. I mean, for deeper odds, Colt Keith actually I'm looking at it now. I have him at 21. He's at 10-1 now, but so that means he is up in the lineup. But Colton Cowser actually went down to 33-1. But yeah, the way they mess with them with the arbitration shit, it's criminal. What they do to those guys.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ. And then sometimes they tell them too, hey man, don't come to this arbitration.
I know, right?
That's like, don't come and listen in on mommy daddy conversation to find out what they really think about their kids.
Yep.
Don't come. So yeah. All right. So where are we at with the National League?
Real quick, let's go to the National League. Now, if you want a bomb that I've been giving out, I mean, I got him at 100-1, but I just love him. I told you this in the day one, the gambling thread, before we still had Al on the gambling thread.
Yeah.
I love O'Neal Cruz for the Pirates. I got him at MVP numbers. Yeah, like 100-1. He's down to 50-1 now, but I mean, he's just
so
a freak out there. He's just so fun to watch. So
was it a 7-foot shortstop?
Yeah, I know. But shortstop, he can throw the ball through the stadium. Rookie year style. Yeah. I mean, he's insane out there. Like, what is he doing? He's not a baseball player, but he's
I listen. I'm on First of all, I'm also on Corbin Burns, last thing for Cy Young. National League, I'm on your boy. To me, the Philadelphia Phillies are the Miami Heat of baseball.
Yeah. All right.
Just the Miami Heat. They get to the playoffs and then they just are like, yeah, dog, we don't give a shit. They just got out Miami Heat last year by Arizona. They probably lost some steam after beating Atlanta. And they were just like, oh, we about to cruise in. And Arizona's just like, dude, we've been playing playoff baseball for the last month.
Right.
They had to play that
for
bottling out. People forget. And they was on the hot streak and just forgot how to lose.
That's exactly
and so,
what
happened. But I like your boy. It dropped. I don't know. Like, I got it in at plus 1,600. But then I just looked. And now Bryce Harper for MVP.
Yeah,
plus 1,000. And then I also had Kyle Schwarber to lead in home runs at plus 1,200. That dropped to 750. But if you're looking for a hot one, I think Jorge Soler for the Giants is plus 2,800 to in home runs. So that's 28-1 odds. I like that one. And I'm also on, I think Arizona, there's no way they're going to make that run again, but 83.5 seems like a pretty
good. I was saying too. I think it's because of the Dodgers are in that division, so they just think Dodgers are going to go 155-7 or something like that. The Diamondbacks were a good team and they're going to be improving. It's not like they were an old veteran.
They made some moves.
Yeah, they did. I like that. I like their over. I like the Padres over too. Their number's crazy low. It's like 82.
Homeboy, I'm gonna tell you my favorite over under for baseball this year.
Let's hear this.
Because I faded them last year. Because I have a rule, when a team shows you that they're trying to be bad, believe them.
Believe them.
The Washington Commanders was in like 59 games and they won like 71.
Yeah.
They sailed over it. They got all these young parts. Mm-hmm. Davey Martinez managed. And now they've regressed down to, they got them at like 66 wins. I just think that all of those dudes that they had are a year better.
You know, it's funny. You said Commanders. I was going to correct you and say it's the Guardians, but it's not even the Guardians.
It's the Nationals. Jesus Christ. You know what?
We were both
everything.
Wrong.
Stretch everything. Sam Howell's going to bat like 320. But anyway, yes.
Right. This year, you like a Washington?
I'm liking Washington. I mean, they'll still can come in last, but they I think they'll get 67 wins.
Yeah, right.
I don't think this is a 100 loss team because they got a lot of young parts. So they're just going to keep letting them grow and get better. They're not trading any of their young assets.
Right.
And the only way they would trade their young assets is if they're playing well and they're trading for veterans and they're going to get rid of their young assets. So they're just going to be on a steady growth of improvement. They're not trying to bottom out. They're just trying to get these young dudes to ball. And I just like that combination. I don't think they'll be great, but I think they'll get to 67 wins.
I mean, that's such a low number.
When you say it like that, you can just, either way you can spin it. Like, I don't think they're going to lose 100 games.
Right.
Or I think they're going to get to 67. Both of those are make me feel good. So I got the Phillies. Phillies to the World Series.
I like Phillies to the World Series and under their win total, Miami Heat style, because they don't do the regular season.
Exactly right.
You go under 92, but then get to the World Series. I like that.
Exactly right. So yeah. So those are my hot takes.
I'll give you my coin flip bet, like you gave us Red Sox dead last place for plus 105. You can get this also at even money. Chris Bryant over 19.5 home runs in college.
Jesus Christ.
I know. It's not. I read some features on him. He's feeling good this year. He's got all the attention. I mean, has anyone fallen off the face of the earth like Chris Bryant?
No one. Like, that hasn't been on, like, drugs?
Yeah,
no.
Right. Just a straight up, you know, he went from video game covers.
Been on, like, drugs,
billboards.
Yes.
he couldn't take the billboard thing, and now he's out of Colorado. Nobody's expecting anything from him.
I mean,
19 home runs is a very low number for Colorado.
For Colorado.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. I like that one. And it's even money?
It's even money. Coin flip. You don't even have to be juiced. That's how much.
Well, you know, if he gets to 15 home runs, they're going to trade him into a team to be in a platoon.
And then
those situation.
Then those stats won't carry over. All tickets void to go to the American League.
Well, he's going to be in a platoon situation somewhere because right. I don't know if he's an everyday guy on a good team.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Yeah, I can't believe he's falling off that bat, but I do like that bat. Yeah, any like 20 home runs for an everyday guy that's got. Moderate power in Colorado.
That's hitting cleanup right there in Colorado. I mean, you're gonna get, you know.
Yeah, it's not like you're betting RBIs because they're not gonna score.
Right.
Like it's home runs. The same thing with Jose Ramirez. Jose Ramirez might have 33 home runs and 76 RBIs.
Right. I know. We're putting up your guy Schwarber's numbers. 45 home runs, 13 singles.
Yeah, well, like at least Schwarber gets his excuse. He bats leadoff, like old school RBI baseball and Nintendo. They had Tony Armas.
Tony Armas Jr. Knocking him out, too.
I remember I would play that game, and then I'd be like, Tony Armas and Ellis Burks was on the bench, and they would run out Marty Barrett at first. I'm like, sub him out.
Yeah, you had to do lineup changes real quick. Get Spike going the hell out of there, please.
Yeah, I'm about to start this game 1-0.
Yeah, give me Ellis Burks in there, Tony Armas. And then I love when the pitchers would be like Roger Clemens would be throwing 105, and then after three innings, then his arm would just die.
They go, die, yeah.
They would fall face to the earth. Amazing. All right, Bose,
appreciate it. Thank you.
With the Bose, man. I love it. Yeah, of course. You're always welcome to come on here. In the box, the only solo guest. Make sure to follow Kevin Bozeman on IG at Kevin Bozeman 1 or on X at Kevin Bozeman and follow his podcast. It used to be The Ball Hog, but now it is Bose Knows. Which also dates ourselves for people who don't remember that ad campaign of the great Bo Jackson. And of course, follow us Tori Dace. He's one of the best comedians out there in the world. Bozeman, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, homeboy.
Hey, that was great. Says me, the guy who put that on the air. That was the great Kevin Bozeman. We chopped it up. I didn't realize how long that was. That's how it is with when me and him get together. We chop it up. But that was amazing. So let me do a quick ad read, and then we'll come back, and I'll give you my opening day bombs. I gave out a lot of future ones, that interview. I switched outfits real quick. That was definitely live. Let me put on a little thing so you can look at Hall of Fame bets. As I talk about Hall of Fame bets, and you guys can see something that's not my face. There it is. How about that? Hall of Fame bets. You win bigger by betting smarter. NBA season Hall of Fame bets, the sports betting analytics platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Research every NBA and soccer bet with historical stats and data. Enter the parlay idea and Hall of Fame bets, a revolutionary parlay optimizer tool to get hit rates broken down by leg. Stop betting in the dark. Join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame bets app or visit hofbets.com and use code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching. Start winning with Hall of Fame bets. And we're back here on the Bottom Line Bombs. I am your host, CJ Sullivan, the bet detective, the man on the box with a special, special baseball bomb edition. ML says he loves Hall of Fame bets. Well, I'd love to hear that. Hall of Fame beta. I'm sure that's a different website. You better open that up in an incognito website. Appreciate everybody who said great stuff there in the interview. Yeah, I don't have too many. I never have a guest on the box. I've had two guests so far in the box in the history of the Bottom Line Bombs. Bozeman, twice, bracket in baseball. And then, of course, I had, who did I have? Adam Ridley, who worked on the 30 for 30 for American Gladiators. He was a cameraman, director, whatever, producer, whatever. Just because I was great and a good friend. Anyway, thank you. Before I get into the bombs, tell them to follow. I might as well do some more plugging. I know I talked about Underdog Fantasy. If you haven't signed up for that, sign up for that account. We're doing a contest, obviously, and I finally got my own promo code, BOMBS. Make sure you use the promo code BOMBS when you sign up to Underdog Fantasy. Even if you don't use it, just put it in there, get out there, and get me up the ranks. These guys were afraid. They wouldn't give me a promo code till just now. Can you believe that? How far behind I am? But I'm going to do a late rally They weren't free. I'm just joking. I didn't ask for it because I was lazy. But I'm going to do a gung-ho style rally. I made fun of Bozeman saying no one's going to remember the Bo's Nose ad campaign. No one's ever going to remember the movie Gung-Ho. Great Michael Keaton movie. Speaking of Shohei, a little fear-mongering about the Japanese, and we thought they were taking all of our jobs. It was a script based on that, and then they had a deadline of cars they had to make, and then they put them together all shoddy. Great little movie. George Went softball scene where he knocks over the guy. And anyway, I don't know what I'm talking about. All I'm talking about is I got a promo code BOMBS for that. And if you're watching on YouTube, thank you. Make sure you hit the like button, the thumbs up right there. It doesn't matter if you don't like it, but I know you do. Just hit it. Helps the algorithms, helps all that. Make sure you subscribe to the Bottom Line Bombs with CJ Sullivan. This is not on any college experience. I want to try to get this on the baseball one. It's weird when I put my shows in other people's networks. I don't know if I'm just, dropping in there. They're like, who the fuck is the Bet Detective coming in? Well, I'm pro knocking things around. That's what I'm doing. Anyway, let's get into it. And then we'll get into A Man in the Box, of course. Yeah, the special baseball show. And like I said, C-Generates, I will be back tomorrow live at 12:30, my normal time, to do Sweet 16 bombs and talk about other things. There's so much going on with the gambling. So much fun gambling scandals going on that we can talk about and just everything else. And whew, boy, the P. Diddy. But this is all baseball. I gave my futures. Now let's talk about opening day, which is tomorrow. Amazing. Games being canceled already. We Philly and New York Mets, they're postponed because of cold weather, bad weather. But somehow Baltimore is not. You heard me talk about a little bit of the Bozeman. Baltimore Orioles, home opener. Corbin Burnes for Sandoval for the Angels. The Angels are going to be horrible this year. Baltimore is going to be great. Baltimore is one of our good teams everyone's hot on. They're great last year. They've only gotten better. They've added a Ace Burnes. City's in turmoil. Bridges are falling apart. Conspiracy theories abound. Everything is a goddamn conspiracy theory with this. The Francis Scott Key Bridge going down into port with the boat. Francis Scott Key Bridge. Jose, can you swim? Anyway. That was a joke when we used to say as a kid. We used to always talk about it. Well, there's this guy, Jose, who wanted to go to the game, and he couldn't get any tickets at the vet in Philly. I tell him Philly, and the guy goes, well, you can sit on top of the flagpole. It's all the way up there. Can't really sit. He goes, all right, I'll do it. He goes and sits on top of the flagpole, and then the national anthem goes, Jose, can you see? And he goes, very well, thank you. Anyway, it was an absolutely devastating destruction of a bridge yesterday, and six people died, but it could have been a lot more thanks to a nice May Day that saved people from traffic getting in there. That's an old zippy news, zippy tragic news. Anyway, so bunch of rain is predicted. JC says that it'll also get postponed. If it's not, we're playing Baltimore. We're playing the run line. Plus 115, minus 1.5. It is bad weather there, and it's actually hurting the rescue mission there for the construction workers from that bridge. I can't believe they haven't postponed this game yet, too. But the whole East Coast, the weather is awful. But yeah, the conspiracy theory with that bridge thing is hilarious. Here's video of the boat sped up 8 times. Notice anything? That's a lot of tool people have to put on X or Twitter or whatever. Notice anything? Here's this video of Kanye at a concert with Puff Daddy. Notice anything? No, I don't. What? Just tell me what it is and stop telling us to make up our own fucking conspiracies. And this boat, it swung around and it hit the bridge. Yeah, I noticed a boat hitting a bridge. And they're trying to say that, terrorist took over. Although it is weird how, it's funny how there's a crew, a boat, the crew that commands the boat, and then a specialist comes in just for ports, and that guy was the specialist. That's a good gig. I handle the ports. Out of my way. You don't know what you're doing. Then you drive the thing right into a bridge and take it down. Whoops! Well, that's bound to happen. Did someone turn off the lights? Yeah, I can't see. Anyway, if Baltimore is not postponed yesterday, you got to love the Orioles. Home opener, all the expectations on them. They're great. Angels, like I said, they're going to be in contention for the worst team in baseball this year. Yeah, the Rockies. You have the A's, of course. You have the White Sox. And the Angels are my sleeper for worst team in baseball. They're throwing Sandoval out there as a race. Okay. I hope this game gets underway. I'll take Baltimore run line plus 115. No problem. This thing is going to get away from them. This whole season is going to get away from them. And I feel Trout. Enough's enough, Trout. Get your ass out of there. Bomb it. Did you see yesterday the Angels and Dodgers in their exhibition and they played a montage video for Shohei? You know, and they're showing it. And Shohei's like, all right, thank you. Gets a round of applause. It's in Anaheim. And Trout's looking around like, why the fuck are we doing this? This is an exhibition game. This is absurd. So he's probably sick of all that. It would have been worse without support specialists. You're correct, ML. Next game we got, let's see here. Let me take a look here. This one I like. Speaking of bad teams, but the Pirates are going to be a bad team. And the Marlins, now the Marlins are going to come back down to earth a little bit. They played over their heads last year, but when you got Lizardo on the mound versus Keller, that's just a mismatch. And at a $1.28, I'm looking at the Marlins right now. I think this line should be like 170. Now that they have a happy clubhouse, according to Jazz Chattamari. What a hilarious fucking interview Jazz did. Saying how horrible his teammates were. You don't see that too often. It's called players like that. Come on, Jay. I can't hear the word Jazz. A baseball player named Jazz. I can't hear that name Jazz without thinking of Ford Fairlane, where that was the Andrew Dice Clay's assistant's name was Jazz, and he go, "Come on, Jazz. I got my bulls in a bunch. Come on, Jazz. I'll throw a burger down your throat." Who did all the work in bed? Ford Fairlane. Dice Clay, I'll have to bring him up, of course, who was on top of the world for about 18 months. I mean, he was the fucking king. Then he had a weird breakdown on Arsenio Hall when he was promoting Fort Fairlane. He was like out of character, then in character, and just like crying. It was just because he took a lot of heat. Come on, Jays. I put the balls in play. Anyway. Speech says tribute videos have gone too far. Bench players in the NBA get them, I know. Especially in the NBA when they go left and right, then they post up the Instagram and the art. I don't even like the articles in the paper. Who the fuck is reading these paper articles? That's probably you know why they do that? Because it's the cheapest way. Then they screen grab it and shoot it, post it. There was nothing better than when Anthony Davis left New Orleans. Like, I'll post an Instagram thing or something. I don't know. Whatever. The fans can go fuck themselves. Anyway, we're bombing the Marlins. I'll tell you that. Put that in there. These Pirates aren't going to be good. Although I do love O'Neill Cruz. Like I said, in the future, I have him at. You can still get him at 50-1 to win the MVP. That whole NL Central. First of all, let's bomb. That whole NL Central's got some value there. Now the Pirates. I was on the Reds last year pretty big. I almost cashed in on them. I'll give you this bomb, C. Generous. Here's a good one. Nice future. But I'll mix in a couple futures here that I didn't mention there. How about Christian and Carsonion Strand? He will be the starting first baseman for your Cincinnati Reds. To lead the league in home runs, he is 80-1. That is an absurd number. His total is 24.5. So he'll be in the mix. I mean, obviously, you got, you know, Shohei Hurts and being in there. Let me take a look at who is the Who are the chalk for most home runs? You have Schwarber, of course, Shohei, Matt Olson, Pete Alonso, Acuna. Bryce Harper's not bad at 33-1, but at 80-1, Christian Encarnacion Strand. Come on, how do we not bomb that? I mean, he's just going to be right there. Let's. He didn't post Looney Tunes, That's All Folks, but he did wear a shirt, or he wore a T-shirt that said That's All Folks, Looney Tunes, for his last game, and which was hilarious. And he blamed it on his stylist. He's like, I don't know what I'm wearing. My stylist picks my outfit. Okay, you don't know you're wearing a fucking Bugs Bunny shirt that says That's All Folks the day you're leaving the Pelicans? Absolutely hilarious. All right, two more bombs. We got the Marlins. We got Baltimore. I gave out home run leaders. I gave out a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff here in the baseball spectacular. I like the Padres tomorrow. Yu Darvish at home versus San Francisco and Webb. I know Webb's great. I know San Francisco is going to be good. I like the Padres in general this year. Their win total is now up to 84.5. It was earlier at 82.5. I think that's low for these Padres. People are really down on these Padres because they lost Soto. I think it's going to help, addition by subtraction. Like I said, there was too many, speaking of Looney Tunes, there was too many Looney Tunes out there to begin with Machado and everybody. But this Padre team's still good. And the Dodgers aren't going to, even if they do win 150 games, these Dodgers, which they won't, you can only play them a certain amount of times, especially with the new schedules. You don't play them 28 times anymore. So give me the Padres at -106 over San Francisco tomorrow and over 84.5 wins. Bomb them both. Parlay it and wait 7 months. And finally, I like Minnesota. I got two more games. Minnesota over Kansas City, it's -113. Pablo Lopez, I think, might win a Cy Young Award. He's at 20-1. You can get that at Cy Young Award. At Kansas City. And they have, who's pitching for Kansas City? Oh, they have Reagan's, who's good. He's also a good Cy Young candidate. People are a little too high on Kansas City. Kansas City and Detroit, they're very high on. Not high, they just expect a lot. And that is a bad division. Tigers will be a little, they'll be improved. Kansas City will be improved. The Twins are still winning that division, though. That's going to happen. So you get who I think is going to be the Cy Young Award winner with a clearly better team at -110. It's bomb those Twins. And now, finally, before I get to the man in the batter's box, the last game is at 4:30, so it's mid-afternoon. Texas Rangers, your World Series champions at home versus Steele and the Cubs. Now, we love Steele. He's a friend of the program at SGPN. Make sure you subscribe to all the shows on Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Steele is a... he's been on the show. We love him. And he almost won that Cy Young last year. He's great. Justin Steele. But these Rangers are getting no respect. They're the World Series champions. They didn't do a lot to improve, but they didn't get worse. And they got Nivaldi going at home. That's a huge home field advantage. The Cubs, I like the Cubs this year, but they're nowhere near in the class of someone like Texas. Now, obviously, you're talking about baseball, and anyone can win any game in baseball. As Hawk Harrelson said, every team's going to win 60. Every team's going to lose 60. It's what you do with that 40 and 42 in between. What determines who's going to happen. You never get too high on Kansas City, says JC from KC. He's correct. They do have some talent. I'm not saying they do have some talent for what they were, but I like Minnesota person. Give me Texas. Now, I was recently doing a show in Dallas at Hyenas out there at Fort Worth, I believe. And a certain Texas Ranger pitcher came to our show, and an Atlanta Brave pitcher. I won't name names because the story is fun. We were hanging out afterwards. We were enjoying ourselves of some post show activities, if you know what I mean. But they're good guys. We're hanging out with them. He was talking up Texas. Obviously, they made a great run, but they're a good team. I gave the Braves pitcher a little shit because I was a Philly fan, and he said, "I tell you what. I pitched against them in the playoffs. I love that stadium. It has great fuck you energy, which I thought was a pretty funny line. Anyway, Texas getting absolutely no respect. They are, I mean, are they the best team on paper, best in baseball? But no, but they're in the top five, I think. And you're going to get them at even money, raising the banner, putting on the rings. I don't know if they put on the rings or putting on the rings. Remember that song? But we'll bomb Texas at home. No problem. I have no problem bombing this one. Minus 101, Texas. That's Texas, Minnesota, San Diego, Baltimore run line, and Miami. That's five opening day bombs for you. All small favorites. You never want to lay too much chalk when it comes to baseball, because like I said, it's baseball. Underdogs win all the time. It's part of the sport. Sweeping is very difficult. No matter how bad you are, you're going to win 50 games, 60 games, whatever it is. That's why I will lay a run line with Baltimore. Anyway, thank you, before we get to the box, for coming in, C-Generates. I know this was a surprise show. I love that all of you guys popped in here, because I sprung the show up while nobody didn't give any heads up. But I realize I have too much with the Sweet 16 tomorrow and Major League Baseball opening day. But make sure you tune in tomorrow at 12:30, live Thursday. We'll get into the Man in the Batter's Box. Subscribe to the Bottom Line Bombs. Follow me on Instagrams or Twitters, actually. I just took off Kevin Bozeman's thing. Thank you, Kevin Bozeman, for joining me. At CJ Sullivan was taken on Instagram, at CJ Sullivan _ on X. Show plugging, if you're in Los Angeles this weekend, Sunday night, I'll be hosting the Blackout Diaries, a show at Escondite Bar downtown, Easter Sunday. It's a drinking storytelling show. Amazing show. I also do a podcast called The Blackout Diaries with Sean Flannery, who created the show. Check that out. Subscribe. Tell 50,000 of your friends. This show will be great. Deborah Giovanni will be there. Megan Gailey. Dave Helms, a lot of funny comics, and me running the show. Also, Milwaukee area. I just booked my flight April 19th that weekend. I will be at the Laughing Tap doing stand-up all weekend, headlining. Come on out if you're in that area. Come see the Man in the Box, C-Generates. I'll definitely meet and greet and treat and beat. I don't know what that means. Anyway, with that being all said, enough plugging. It's so cheap. It's so dirty plugging, but what you got to do? What you got to do? It's just, hey, you got a special baseball bomb show. How about that? How about me figuring out the baseball music? I wonder if any of these plugs work in action. People come to the shows because of it. Let me ask Kim Mulkey, lady coach of LSU. Kim? Do you think people are going to show up because of these plugs?
It ain't going to work, buddy.
All right. Sorry, Kim. I mean, I got to try, right? You got to hustle. You got to do a grind. What if I post flyers on my Instagram story with some funny music to that? You think that'll help people coming out, Kim?
It ain't going to work, buddy.
All right, fine. I'll just go back to doing the show anyway. That's great. Oh. All right, let's go to the box. Yes, and we are in the box. Man in the Batter's Box as we finish up the show. We're going a little late here. Frankie Breadcrumbs coming in there. Says feature act bombs. I'm headlining bombs, buddy. Although I am hosting the Blackout Thursday show, but I'm headlining in Milwaukee. Anyway, it is baseball season. It's always good baseball. There's the spring training. Everyone's hopeful. Everyone's 0-0. Everyone thinks they're going to do something. It's a long marathon season, but it's still fun. Opening day is good. It's no matter what. It's all day. It's in the afternoon. Going to games is a little different. Like I said, I don't like the cold weather baseball. Baseball is a summer sport. You see a lot of no-hitters. A lot of no hitters happen early on in the season because it's so cold. These guys only want to grip the bat, especially the players from warmer climates. If you know what I mean. I don't want to get like the San Francisco Giant announcer Remember that giant announcer who got fired? He called them brain dead Caribbean players who'd swing at slush. Unbelievable. Amazing that he thought he could get away with that. Baseball. Baseball racism. I'll give them this. It's old school, but it's got a little, you know, southern charm to it. At least they put a little soliloquy with it, you know, a little fucking little prose to it, the racism. It's racist. No doubt about that. Baseball racism is racist, but at least they put a little prose. It's kind of, you know, a little charm to it. Brain dead Caribbean players who swing and slide. Like, what? Couldn't even keep up with it. Anyway, you do see a lot of no hitters early on in the month of April because it's so cold and it hurts them to hit the bat. Here's something I don't like when you go to a baseball game. I've seen a perfect game. I saw the Mark Burley perfect game at Chicago. And what I don't like about when you're in the stands, you know, it's bad luck to talk about a no hitter while no hitter's going on. And if someone brings up, fans yell, "You shh, don't talk about it. You're ruining it." Then they blame you. The announcers get into it too. That's ridiculous. I don't believe that at all. I believe the players shouldn't talk to the pitcher about it. You don't go up to fucking Corbin Burns and say, "Hey, buddy, you know, hey, I don't know if you noticed, but you got you don't have any hits yet. Have you noticed that?" Just so I bring it up. Now that's wrong. Don't talk to the player. But if I'm in the stands, what else am I going to talk about? What am I going to fucking talk to someone about their day and not just text? I mean, I do like texting at the baseball game. I don't like when people get shamed for being on their phones at baseball games. I go to baseball games to text, just to be on. It's the best part of going to games live. Block off 3 hours just to get you and your phone. Get reconnected. You know what I mean? And, of course, eat some peanuts and throw those shells on the ground and keep score. How about the people who keep score at baseball games? They're fun. I don't like to shame them because they're usually nerds or autistic or something like that. But what I don't understand, like, because I used to do it as a kid. And I'm like, and then, if, like, you know, my dad would make me do it probably just to, well, teach me something, how to keep score, and probably just to keep me busy and stop from asking questions. Although, yes, baseball questions, you can control the narrative, I guess. But I remember keeping score in baseball, and then, like, you know, as a kid, and I'm like, why am I doing this? What am I, like, I would bring the scorecards home. What am I going to do with these? I'm going to send these to the Smithsonian? Is Cooperstown ever going to ask for my documentation of a fucking Phillies Expos game in 1985? Yeah, Von Hayes had a 4-6-3. What's the ideal? Like, for the guy keeping score in the stadium, because there are officials. There's an official scorekeeper. He just doesn't trust them. That's what I do like about people keeping score. They don't trust the official scorekeeper. I got it right here. Are they hoping the lights go out, the energy goes out, like the boat in Baltimore, and then the umpire needs assistance? Hey buddy, up there in section 417. What did you have that last play? I need it for my notes. Oh, me? Gunnar Henderson? That was an E5. It hit his glove. Yeah, it hit his gloves. That's an E5. Not a hit. Thanks, man. You're a real lifesaver. I don't know how we would have finished this baseball game if it wasn't for you penciling in the official score in your program there. No problem. That's why I'm here every game doing this. That's why I live alone. Because no one else understands me but you, Blue. You're my Blue. I know, you're my boy, Blue, but I like Blue. You're my Blue. Boy, this show's going long. Channing Brown says, "What's up?" You know, another thing I don't like about... I like ending a show about what I don't like about baseball or going to baseball games. Or how things are different now. They sucked all the fun out of everything. Part of the fun of baseball games was, one, how fucking cheap it was. Because it was baseball. There's always more games. That's the beauty of them losing. When you lose, who gives a shit? You're playing again tomorrow. It's just nonstop games. None of it really means anything. Until it does. That's too late. But tickets used to be cheap. Now tickets are like you're going to a football game. It's crazy. And you can't even move around seats. That was also the beauty of baseball. You got to move down to better seats because they were empty. Now you got these Fort Knox security staffers who will tase you, who won't let you. It's eighth inning. They won't let you move down. Who gives a shit? I live on some old lady that were at Wrigley. If you ever go to Wrigley Field, which I've gone plenty of times, especially when I used to live by there in Chicago, which, you know, it's a fine stadium. It brings you back to a different time. I used to say it's more like the Betty White of stadiums. It's good because it's around. That's basically it. Nothing spectacular. But they would have like 5,000 ushers. And they're all old. And they were just there to fucking get a free Cubs games. And they were militant about moving around. Hands are tied. What the? Sons of bitches. Getting in the gate. You used to be able to duke the guy a couple bucks. He'd let you in. Who cares? Especially if after the fifth inning. It's amazing. No, out of my hand. Everything's out of my hands. Everything's got to scan with it. I mean, come on. This is baseball. It's about sneaking in and looking through a hole in the fence. The old eyeball through the hole, you know, over a screen. I never did that because I was not part of the fucking. My name's not Spanky. I'm not a part of the Little Rascals. I imagine that's how they watch all baseball. Anyway, that's going to do it for today's surprise baseball bottom line bomb show. Thank you, C-Generous, for coming in. Wow, we went long, hour 10. Thanks. That's because the great Kevin Bozeman was with us. We chopped it up. I gave out some futures. Yeah, let me do some more baseball music as we get out of here. It's going to be a great baseball season. Obviously, college basketball, we got a couple more weeks of that, so I will be doing a show tomorrow giving out my Sweet 16 bombs from the studio in Eagle Rock. I'll be in there at 12:30, connect live, or just keep subscribing, follow along, and then after that, it's going to be a good year. Oh, my World Series bomb predictions, which you can get if you play the Exacta. 66-1, Baltimore Orioles, Philadelphia Phillies, the I-95 series with the dumbest accents in the world. Oh, the Orioles. Baltimore Orioles. You know, I don't even want to do a Philly accent. I can't. I'm exhausted. Anyway, that's my World Series prediction. Phillies, Orioles, 66-1. Bomb that. And all right. See you, C-Generals.